Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to your own altar or family altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing for the day, let your mantra in life be God's first as I wake up daily. Take between 15 to 20 minutes to have a quiet time before your God. Listen to Turning Point. Receive the prayers, the teachings, the inspiring testimonies, and all the other things we do from week to week. Engage whatever prophetic action we will be asked to take for the day. Please do them. They do wonders. After Turning Point Audio, turn to Turning Point Booklet to do the short Bible study for the day. Pray the day's prayer and follow the guideline on reading the entire Bible through systematically in a year. Combine Turning Point Voice Audio and booklet. If you are consistent enough, your spiritual life will witness a total transformation. For subscription and subscription renewal, for Turning Point Prayer Booklet, send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. If you have not already done so, do so today. Then welcome to Thursday, October 31, 2024, the last day of the month. Be responding with amen. I receive it as I begin to pray for you. May God shine his countenance on you this day. You are not alone. God is with you. I'm hearing access. Access. Which or among us desire access? Access to a place or to a person or a platform or to a country. Receive grace for access. Receive grace for access. God will connect you to someone you had wanted to see or meet. The way you will meet will shock you. Who is this? You are on medication, but there is no change, no noticeable change in the ailment. Now place your hand where your heart. Doctors care. God cares. Let me pray. Receive your healing. I say receive your total healing. You are healed now, whatever the case is. May that affliction drop off your body. Say amen. I receive it. You are healed. Who is this? Who is this mother? You feel so sad. Your son or daughter failed an important exam. You are not happy at all. Please don't be mad at him or her or give up on him or her. No. Open your hand. Let me pray into this hand. Then anoint your hand with oil and go and lay your hand on that your son or your daughter or any of their items at home. Then motivate, support, inspire, and assist him or her to be more focused and brilliant. Find out what is distracting him or her or discouraging him or her. Let him or her write that exam again. This time, the result will be brilliant and excellent. I pronounce your hands blessed. Anoint your hands, go and lay it on your son or your daughter or any of their items at home and encourage them to do more. Things will happen. This month is over today, so I prophesy no negative issues of your life will continue. Every problem you have expires today. Nothing evil will cross over to the new month with you. And listeners, remember our usual practice, first day of the month. Tomorrow, find a gift seed of any type, of any kind, small or big, within your house, your office, your shop, search everywhere, a gift seed. Give it to anyone that God may lay on your mind. Pray before you give it out that the seed will yield multiple fold harvest, and it shall be so. It works wonders. It has always worked. It will work again this month. Now, October 31 celebrant, your prayers. Be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will not just be counting years. You will be counting blessings and changing levels. You will live long and you will do well in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Now let's go into insightful teachings and counseling. First issue for teaching and guidance today. Many people have responded to the mother and her daughter-in-law issue, and then the daughter registering same business with her mother that mother brought to join in her business. Now let's listen to some of these views. They are many. One, concerning the woman that her daughter went behind to open her type of business without letting her mother know. Now, that business cannot last long. It will fold up because she's greedy. As Pastor has said, she has broken the edge. I was a victim of such, although from my sister-in-law. But as Pastor said, she should call her with a witness, very important. And after that discussion, even if she apologized, she should release her and let her go. Because the other staffs are already in the know. They will be so discouraged. I can assure her that the business her daughter fraudulently floated will not last until restitution is made openly, and she can then bless her and release her to her own world. Thank you, sir. Wow. Another reaction. Pastor, sir, I think Christ's parable on the unfaithful servant in Luke chapter 6, Luke 16 verse 1 applies to the daughter who undermined her parents' business. She should be relieved of her post in the organization immediately. Good enough, she has floated her own business, and she should be excused to face her own business. The mother may even assist her to find her feet. Her continued stay is capable of bringing that business down. Listeners, your own view. Now to mother and her daughter-in-law. Listen to what our people have to say. Good morning, sir. Concerning that woman, the mother-in-law, let her record their discussion with her daughter-in-law without her daughter-in-law's knowledge to use as an evidence or as a witness. Next, concerning the issue of the mother and daughter-in-law, she should not discuss with her alone, as she could proactively frame her up and disparage her before her son as a defense to cover up in anticipation of her eventual mentioning the matter to her son. My suggestion is for her to engage surprise tactic by speaking to both her son and the wife at the same time together to prevent likely deniers and cover up, and for her son to assess the entire truth without any bias. Wow. Let's take one more. Sir, on the mother-in-law issue, we are hearing just from one side. It may be that her words or behavior has hurt her daughter-in-law and alienated her feelings. The mother-in-law need to ask her daughter-in-law some questions. Have I done or said or behaved in any way that has hurt you in the past? He should let her speak her mind freely and listen and not be on the defensive. Then acknowledge the hurt intentionally or unintentionally caused and humbly ask for forgiveness. This is the start of healing. Many daughter-in-laws have to face caustic and overbearing, interfering mother-in-laws, and that can lose any affection or respect. I know, because my mother-in-law was awful. I only wanted her to love me like one of her daughters, but her jealousy disposition drove us apart and eventually broke our marriage of nearly 30 years. Daughters-in-laws hurt very much too and bear the scars of difficult mother-in-laws. Thank you, sir, for allowing us to speak out here. Wow. Different stroke for different folk. Wow. Well, I hope we are all learning without us blaming anyone. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Send your own questions or situations if you have any. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Interchange, right on the main road there. We will operate two services as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home on time to beat the traffic. Be there. Let nothing discourage you or hold you back, not even the petrol price or the hike in transport fare. Find all means to be on the prayer mountain today and indeed every Thursday. Grace for uncommon result is our prayer focus today. Anointing for strange and uncommon result in all you do. Anointed mantle shall be given out. Come and have your own for praying and doing miracle. Bring all issues of your life where you need God's quick intervention. It will happen. These two same services we hold concurrently in Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and our Uyo centers be there live. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. Connect to us then, Nigeria time. The month is ending. If you are a monthly tither, Batu, Thanksgiving, Partnership Commitment Seed, and the seed of 10-10-10-10 that has been going on this month, we will move to 11-11-11-11 from tomorrow. In fact, many people have even started doing their own 11. I've been seeing 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, 5,111 naira, 11 kobo, 2,111 naira, 11 kobo, and so on. Send your own. And if you want us to send you the commission's account details, the local details and the paper detail, send a chart or please send me the commission's account details to +234-809-789-789-4000. That line only, 809-789-4000. Don't send money to any strange number and don't discuss with any strange person. Don't send money to any bank, a personal account. That is not us. Those are fraudsters. All our TPGF members and listeners in United Kingdom doing their own remittances in pound sterling. Now ask that our HSBC account, Turning Point Global HSBC account details be sent to you. Send a chart to 074-111-28401. It shall be sent. You are ending this month great and ending it strong. You are stepping into the new month with aura, with glory, with grace, with favor, with power back up. Oh, November shall be your best month ever this year. You will achieve what you have not been able to achieve before. You will surpass your initial target. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me now. Truly blessed. Bye.